What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
Building things with people and just doing my best in our content, in our newsletters, in anything, and just instilling this in my team too. Whoever you encounter, you make them feel welcome.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Dallas. I'm super excited to be here. We have an amazing person here with us. Her name is Amanda. This is a bonus episode, but I'm really excited because we can talk about the community of Dallas and all the different things, how you got started, where you are today. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. We usually start off with every episode, who is the guest? So for you, who is Amanda Smith?
Amanda Smith is tired currently. It's been a long week. It's summer. I have a 3.5-year-old. And, you know, it's just running around doing all the things. Mm-hmm. I started a company 9 years ago called Dallas Girl Gang. Mm-hmm. And then 3 years ago, I started another company called Playbook Marketing. I co-own that with a friend. Her name is Danielle Hawthorne. I also create content full-time now with my husband. Mm-hmm. So if you want some laughs, I'll give you some videos later. I used to be a teacher, an elementary music teacher. And then as I was building Dallas Girl Gang, it just kind of took off. Yeah, and then living the mom life.
Absolutely. And I kind of want to get started with that pivot. Like you mentioned, mm-hmm. there was a lot of different pivots, actually, from, of course, being a family person. Mm-hmm. You now have two different businesses coming from being in the educational, being a teacher. There's a lot of pivots that were happening. How did you navigate all those different pivots?
Some not well, and mm-hmm. some just kind of roll with it. First of all, when I was teaching, I did not intend on starting a business. I was in teaching, and that's what I went to school for, was music education. I was a music teacher in elementary schools. And so I started Dallas Girl Gang as a community kind of for myself. I wanted to make friends. I wanted to build connections because people I worked with weren't going to be my besties. You've got friends, and I have family here. My husband's family is in a different state, and I just wanted more friends. So that became a business. Mm-hmm. Found a mentor, thankfully. That was a huge blessing. Navigating from teaching and then leaving and going into business full time during COVID in 2020 was more of a pivot and adjustment for my husband than for me. He's entrepreneurial, but he wants a stable job and loves being a teacher. He's now a middle school science teacher. And so that was really interesting to go from being in the classroom to all of a sudden being home full time and working at a home office. And we had just bought a brand new home as well and moved. Wow. I don't recommend buying a house and leaving your job in the same month. Mm-hmm. Don't recommend that. That was a big adjustment. Learning how to like manage my time differently because now I had all this time on my hands and I was running a business. But I look back now, especially being a mom and having multiple businesses and like, what was I doing? I was not using my time well. Mm-hmm. And then I had my son, my business changed a lot. Mm-hmm. That is a whole story in itself. A friend came to me and said, hey, I'm thinking about doing, you know, some social media or marketing stuff, but I would love to have a partner. I thought of you first. And so we started Playbook Marketing while he was 6 months old.
Yeah.
And I was at home with him full time. Mm-hmm. She was amazing, especially in that period. And she just is amazing. But she just understood. And like, whatever I needed to do, I did it. I had him on calls with me. Mm-hmm. I had him on calls for partnerships. And I didn't really ever face any backlash from that. Or like, why is your kid on a call? You know, that was a big transition as well. And it just continues to evolve.
I love that for you. Like you said, a lot of different layers, but I love the fact that your network ultimately met you where you were. You
know? Yeah.
There was a lot of things, especially professional-wise. You can't bring a baby to work they'll look at you crazy, mm-hmm. and all the different things that comes with that with being a mom. But people met you where you were and understood what was going on.
Yeah.
And if we need this to happen, we got to respect what Amanda got going on so we can continue to flourish and do what we got to do. So that was really, really good. I do want to talk to you about the meaning of networking, the meaning of community. So I know that's pretty much the base of how you got to the Dallas Girl Gang. So what does those two pillars mean to you?
Networking and community. I think networking nowadays, I don't know about you, I'm curious what you think. We hear that word and everybody kind of has their own understanding or their own connotation of it. Mm-hmm. Some people think it's like stuffy and boring and it's just, here's my business card. Mm-hmm. Some people think it's showing up and you're trying to like really impress other people with like your business or like mm-hmm. your content creator, like what you have going on. Mm-hmm. And then I think of it as very strategic of, I'm going to create a space with people that have similar interests and goals and just like-mindedness so that there's an opportunity for them to connect, have honest conversations, and then maybe they do give you their business card, right? Mm-hmm. Or you swap information, or you follow each other on social media, LinkedIn, what have you. Community, everybody talks about community these days, mm-hmm. right?
Different meanings.
Different meanings. So, I mean,
a buzzword.
A buzzword. You think of community as like the actual entity. You think of community as the deepening of your audience if you're looking at it from a marketing perspective. You look at it like geographically mm-hmm. here in DFW, like in Dallas. So I'm always thinking about it in those different terms. And as I like work on our business and develop our business, I'm thinking of it from those different lenses. For us, the Dallas Girl Gang community itself, as cheesy as this sounds, to a lot of people who are what I would call frequent flyers, like mm-hmm. they are in one of our memberships, they come to our events, they're engaged with us online in our Facebook group or on social. It is like, this is their home base. This is home to them. This is a somewhat family to them. And they've grown, they've been through different seasons of their life, right? We've been around 9 years, which mm-hmm. makes me feel really old. But, and some people have, I mean, when's the first time you heard about us?
Years ago.
So
I went to one of your anniversary parties. I've been to, that's the one I was at Tyler Station.
We did, yep. Year 7.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've been to that one. Okay. And I think you guys had like a networking meetup for like coffee.
Probably.
I went to something like that. Yeah, I've been to several of y'all events throughout the year.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and think back to when you first found us, so like, you probably changed as a person a little
Absolutely.
Bit and gone through different things Absolutely. Or like work and life. And that's what's really cool about this community is like, you know, the longevity of it, mm-hmm. you know? And I think when you look at business, it's like, how long can you stay in the game? Right. And we're here, we're still here, we're still growing. And so people rely on it kind of in a sense, but it's also really exciting to see like new people find us for the first time.
Absolutely. And so I know earlier a question I had asked you as far as like your network meeting you where yeah. you are. I love how you meet your community where they are, because oh, I've you. Seen you come from the north side to the south side, and I love that so much, because it's kind of hard to operate and stay up to date with these different communities, because some of them just stay on the north side.
Which
you
is
know?
Fine. Which is great.
Which is it is great. But mm-hmm. I love how you make sure like you do the full Dallas landscape is what
oh,
I'm saying.
I try.
And you do a very wonderful job. So when you do it on this side, I'm like, yes, I can attend. And even when you did the North Park one with the Shades, Tory Burch, was it? Who was it?
Kendra Scott.
Kendra Scott. It was Kendra Scott.
That's where I remember your face now.
Yes, I was there too. And so I just love like you move around. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's strategic because you
Somewhat.
Are Dallas Girl Gang.
Somewhat, yeah.
So you're not just planted in one demographic. And I love that, love that. So I want to get on that as far as strategic, like mm-hmm. you mentioned some way. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from?
I think back to like 2018-19 mm-hmm. when I really realized this is a business. My business partner was like, you should treat it like one. So let's look at your audience and let's look at your demographics. And so I started to look at the analytics of our Facebook group, of our Instagram following. And you literally look in the insights and it's like, where are the most people coming from? Dallas is probably top of the list. And then you see Arlington, you see Plano, uh-huh. you see Frisco, you see Irving, you see McKinney.
Yeah.
And I actually don't live in Dallas. I live 30 minutes east of here.
Oh,
I live in Forney. Yeah. And
oh,
actually,
you are.
That population is popping off. Like Kaufman County is one of the fastest growing in the country right now. So what's so funny now, I have met some of my new really close friends through my own community because we discover we live in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so it is, number one, several years ago, I was like, oh, we got to try to make sure we do a McKinney and a Plano and a Frisco and a Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. I'm never going to make everybody happy.
That is
and
true.
That's fine. That's mm-hmm. just how it goes in the world of what we do. Mm-hmm. But what I can do is say, okay, I want to make sure we reach at least a few times a year mm-hmm. some different pockets of this metropolitan area because it's huge. Mm-hmm. And so how can we try to do something in Mesquite or even on my side of town? Mm-hmm. How can we try to, we have a population of people like Cedar Hill, DeSoto, Waxahachie. Mm-hmm. How can we do something South Dallas? Our Fort Worth population is huge. It's hard for us to get out there. I try to at least once a year, but like, how can we, like one of my best friends, Patrice Anguini, owns Hustle Blends Coffee in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. We've gone out there and, you know, and so it is intentional, but also stuff that you see depending on what events we're hosting is where are our partners? Ooh, a lot of what good. We do is mm-hmm. based on partnership sponsorships. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, last night we had our July Supper Club. It was Y2K themed. It was fun. Snarf's Sandwiches, which is a Colorado-based sandwich shop, mm-hmm. they started opening locations in DFW. We got locked in with them as a partner. They said, hey, our Richardson location actually has the biggest area that we could reserve for you and it not be too crowded because we don't want to close it down to the public. Mm-hmm. And it worked, but it was Richardson. It's mm-hmm. a little far north for some people, but the cool thing is some people will still drive.
Absolutely.
And so that's the other piece is knowing if the value is there and like people really want that experience, you know, part of me too is like, I don't care if there's 20 people there or 80 people there. Mm-hmm. Like we're going to do what we feel is best for each event and for the community as a whole and just like looking at things holistically on a calendar for the year.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So I want to rewind a little bit and really discuss the definition. What are the values, all the different things, mission statement for Dallas Girl Gang. For people that don't know, we've been talking about the events. We've been giving a little bit of teaser here and there what it is. But for people who really don't know what it is, go ahead.
Dallas Girl Gang is a community for women in their 20s, 30s, 40s and beyond who are looking to build relationships and build their career and or business. The other piece now is we have this ever-evolving and growing audience segment that of creators. A lot of business owners are either also now creators or they're starting a business and the business is them being a creator.
Right.
That's been so interesting to watch in the last couple of years, which is why I hosted that creator meetup this morning. But we are here to connect women together to find friends, yes, but also better yourself to build, again, like I said, your career or your business. And we do that through our programming, through our memberships, online community and content. We have some other content series coming up that I think is going to be really fun to showcase different DFW if you want founders. Mm-hmm. And then our annual conference, the Boss Vision Conference. So Boss Vision Conference has been our annual conference for the last 8 years. My first one was in 2018. We've had speakers like Jacqueline Johnson of Create Cultivate, Candace Nelson, I mean, Jessica Zweig, so many more. Miss Skittles, Mary Seats, if anybody's familiar with her. And it has been such a journey. And if you host events, you know that hosting a conference is no easy feat, no small feat. Even if you only have 50 people there, 70 people there, usually our attendance average of the 8 years is about 120 to 150. It has varied over years. And we've been through the iterations of COVID and all mm-hmm. the things. And so we did it for 8 years, had a great year last year. And then we've had some different growth periods with Dallas Growing this year and having a second business and then doing content with my husband. Mm-hmm. I said, I need a break. So we're not hosting it in 2026. We will be moving it to early 2027, if everything goes according to plan. And I'm really excited about that. Again, that's really for female founders and business owners and creators that are 2 to 3 years into this. It's not necessarily like you're not starting from scratch, but you are growing, developing, wanting to scale,
right,
wanting to expand. And you are looking for, what do I invest in next? How do I build a team? How do I build better systems? How do I become more profitable? How do I invest so I can build wealth? How do I scale and maybe sell my business? Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit more into that phase two, phase three of a founder.
Very good. And I'm a part of your newsletter. And what I've recognized a lot is if you guys need help, you reach out to your community first. Uh-huh. So any jobs that are open, if there are any opportunities, internships, mm-hmm. all the things, you guys put it out there to say, hey, we want our community to get first dibs. If anybody's available, put in your resume. Mm-hmm. I love that so much.
Oh, thanks.
And so you guys are creating opportunities as well mm-hmm. to, of course, put money back into the community. Mm-hmm. So I do want to know, what does that look like to build that type of trust? Because for one, it's really good to say, oh, I'm creating this community. It's going to be so cute. We're going to have all these live activations and we're going to have good brunches. That's what I'm seeing nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. But for you, I'm seeing different opportunities. I'm seeing different lanes. I'm seeing different resources. There's a lot that you're giving back to the community and it's very intentional.
Well, first of all, I didn't really have a plan.
Okay.
Like I said, I started this as a Facebook group mm-hmm. while I was still teaching. Mm-hmm. That was the plan. And I thought, oh, well, like, really what happened was I started networking and going to different things that I found on Eventbrite or Facebook or Instagram at the time, 2017. And I was like, okay, so I'd try some things. And then I never really felt like I could plug in or be myself. Because mm-hmm. I'm not a fancy person. I'm not going to wear heels out everywhere. I'll just bust my ankle. Like, I'm not this, like, influencer blogger, like, people might, you know, see or think. And so the places I was going felt like that. And it felt like I wasn't welcome, to be honest. I knew what it felt like to feel alone. And as an adult, that's a weird thing to like say out loud or admit. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I was a pretty introverted kid, mm-hmm. but I loved music and I loved singing and I loved guitar so much. I was like, I have to get over this. So I did, you know, I really actually have a much more extroverted personality, but I know what it feels like to feel like you are on the outside, like you maybe don't belong, like just something didn't click. And so I was like, well, I'll just start this Facebook group. I can host an event. I can host a meetup. And I didn't charge. And I just was like, here's the event, Brian, we're going to meet up. And then I realized, oh, I want to pour more into this and make it more intentional. And at the time, like, there were not really any of the other communities 9 years mm-hmm. ago. There was one a long time ago that was like member based and you could only go to if you were a member, which is fine. Like, that's a fine business model. And then I think they closed down several years later, but there wasn't anything. And I wanted something that like felt authentic. So in 2019, I trademarked what's now our trademark, You Can Sit With Us.
I remember that.
Which is a spinoff of Mean Girls, whatever. Still love it. Mm-hmm. You know, now even in my mid-30s now, I'm like, it still catches. Mm-hmm. It still hits. And so I think there's that piece that connects with people, even if some people think it's corny. It still is like, oh, okay. Now I kind of know where she sits in her values, right? One of our like great community members, she's been around a long time, goes to everything, does everything with us. Her name's Stephanie Reyna. She always says and says to other people, she is like the no bullshit friend mm-hmm. that she's going to tell you the truth and she's going to be truthful with her community. Yeah. It doesn't mean I'm always airing out my dirty laundry, mm-hmm. but it does mean we will go ask for volunteers for an event. We will say, hey, we're hiring interns. Or we will say, you know, like something I had to do within the last year is like raise the price of some mm-hmm. things. That's hard to do, but you got to. I think the other thing that really builds trust with people just in this experience has been always and consistently asking for their feedback mm-hmm. after an event, which we are getting better at. In just Instagram story polls.
Yeah.
We do an annual survey at the end of every single year. We push out that survey for like weeks on end, November, December, because I want to know, was this valuable? Mm-hmm. If not, I need to know, right? Like I want to build what is going to be good for you and serve our community, but also have a profitable business model so that we're not doing this for free.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're not a nonprofit.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I mean, building things with people and just doing my best to, in our content, in our newsletters, mm-hmm. in anything, and just instilling this in my team too. Whoever you encounter, you make them feel welcome.
That's good. That's good. No, I love that because I'm in a situation now where I'm trying to build a community for podcasters. Mm-hmm. It was lit 2019. Amazing. It was lit back then. But now it's just not there anymore. And me hearing you and how those different things all came together, even if it was on accident. I did a live webinar last night. They was like, Bree, can you get us on school? Like, whatever you need us to do. I'm like, not that y'all telling me that y'all will pay me to do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So listen to that.
As far as the feedback and things of that nature, I feel like anybody, if you're trying to build a community, that feedback is something that's pertinent in order to get that structure of what's needed for the people. So thank you for that.
Don't ignore that. I mean, and whoever's like listening and watching, I would say if someone, really good example, one of our clients at Playbook Marketing recently was like, hey, so, you know, someone was like, ooh, we miss your XYZ kind of content. And I was like, listen to that. Don't ignore that. If your community is saying they want something from you specifically, if it's not out of like the realm of possibility, think about it.
Yeah.
Right? And don't ignore that.
For sure. Well, Amanda, this was just amazing, even for my own spirit, because I'm trying to get some things together in the background for me. I'm sure for everybody else, this was great, too. Awesome. In the midst of that, is there anything you feel like I left out today? Any last parting words for the people?
I mean, even if it's not if you're not in Dallas or you are in Dallas and it's not Dallas Girl Gang, like, find community somewhere. Mm-hmm. I always tell people nowadays, they're like, I can't find friends. And I'm like, it's 2026. There is no excuse. You have Bumble BFF. You've got Dallas Creators Club. You've got, like, there's a community called Dream Girls. You've got Dallas Girl Gang. You've got all kinds of stuff. Like, just go search. You will find something. There's no excuse.
I agree. Yeah. All right. Well, tell the people how they can get in contact with you. That's social media, website, et cetera.
It's long and annoying, but here we go. Dallas Girl Gang on all platforms. And then at Amanda's in Dallas. So Amanda with an S in Dallas on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. It's me and my husband a lot. And then like just some of me, if you want to be entertained, just because he is hilarious and wild. And then the Playbook Co. on Instagram. If you are interested in like marketing services, we support a lot of business owners, founders, small businesses with consulting and then marketing execution.
Yeah. I think that's it. Well, I love that. We're going to make sure we have all of the links in our show notes. But I want to say thank you
for
being here and sharing your story with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And if you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you for listening to another episode of Dallas, Texas, What's Good. And we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.